Now we start hour number three by having a conversation with the quarterback at the University of Texas, 2019 Big 12 preseason offensive player of the year, preseason watch list candidate for the Maxwell, Davey O'Brien, Walter Camp, and just about every other award you can imagine. 490 total yards and four touchdowns in Saturday's win over Kansas. Third most total offense in school history. Texas currently 5-2. They're number 15 in both polls, and they're at TCU on Saturday. Sam Ehlinger is my guest. Sam, it's really nice to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good, good, Sam. So I know your attention has already focused or shifted to TCU, but if you could you go back to Saturday's game against Kansas? You got the ball back trailing 48-47, 1:11 left on the clock. A lot of people in that situation might be panicked, might be worried, but from the outside, it seemed like you were extremely calm. What was going through your head at the start of that drive?
I told the guys that we didn't have to do anything different. We had had success offensively all game, and we practice for the situation that we are in. Every Tuesday we have a two-minute drill, and we've been successful on all of those. So I was very calm knowing that I had confidence in my guys and that we were going to go down and score.
You know, actually, just hearing you talk about it right now, you still sound really calm. You're no stranger to being in spots like that, as you've said. You've been doing it since you were a freshman, but you also did say, Sam, quote, maybe on the outside I haven't changed because my freshman year I knew I had to be calm in that moment. Internally, I probably wasn't because I didn't know what the heck I was doing. So let me ask you, how different are you now because of all the experience and the fact that you do know what the heck you're doing?
Completely different, no doubt. Freshman year I was trying to figure out what it took to be successful in college, and then now I have confidence in the offense. Third year, the continuity has been great for me. I'm adjusted to the speed of the game, and I know what it takes to beat different defenses. So the confidence, in turn, provides a calmness inside of me.
Sam Ehlinger is my guest. So you avoided a sack on the first play of the drive, and then you complete a pass to Colin Johnson, but it was negated because of a penalty. But then you come right back and you complete a 16-yard pass to him for a first down. A few plays later, you run for 8 yards on a third and six near midfield. Then you hit Johnson for 20, then Johnson for 11. That sets up Cameron Dicker for a 33-yard field goal as time expires. I'm kind of curious, what kind of emotions go through you when he lines up for that kick, and then what's it like when he makes it?
Yeah, I think when he started jogging out there, I went through every emotion possible. At first, I didn't want to watch. I was too nervous, and then I transitioned quickly to confidence in him. And once he lined up, I know he's hit big kicks before last year, and this year he's been extremely efficient as well. So I had a lot of confidence in him, and then once I saw it through, I was extremely happy.
Now, Sam, the guys around you talk about your ability to lead, and that's nothing new. As you point out again, as a freshman, you're asked to do a lot of different things. A few years back, Todd Dodge, who coached you at Westlake High School, said, quote, "I see so many kids these days trying to be popular. Sam doesn't really care about being popular. He is, but he doesn't mind leading in a very sometimes emotional way," end quote. I'm always curious about leadership. What's your approach when it comes to being a leader?
That it's a 24/7 job. A lot of people think being a leader and having a leadership role is lonely, but I disagree. I think you should always be in company with someone else because being a leader is taking others around you where they can't go themselves. And so understanding and having the mindset of focusing on others opposed to yourself and trying to better everyone else around you at all times.
So, Sam, in Saturday's game, you went over 8,000 career yards in total offense. You're third on the career list behind a couple of pretty familiar names in Colt McCoy and Vince Young. Knowing what that school means to you, knowing what that school means to your family, and the fact that you've called Colt your hero, what's it like to see your name up alongside Colt and Vince's?
It's just a blessing. It's unreal, to be honest. Right now, in the moment, I haven't really looked at any of that stuff because I'm so focused on being the best for my teammates as opposed to looking at the big scale, large numbers. But I'm sure in a couple of years, I'll look back and realize how cool all this really is.
We're talking to Sam Ehlinger. You know, if you look at the big picture, I think people who know your story know that Texas football has always been a connecting point for you and your family. You know the history of the program. You know the guys who came before you. What's it mean to you then to be the quarterback at Texas?
It's an amazing opportunity, and it's been a blessing for me and my family. growing up, this is what I dreamed of doing, being a part of such a rich tradition, obviously a winning tradition at the University of Texas, and watching all the greats play here. So it's unreal for me to be able to be in their position, be a part and represent an institution that means so much to me and my family, and holds a lot of respect around the nation.
Now, see, Sam, the thing is, though, when you came up, the program had been through some hard times. For example, the Longhorns were 24 and 26 when you were in high school, and your mom said that people tried to talk you out of going there, but you never wavered, and it actually made you more and more determined. Why was that, and then how much did you want to lean into the challenge of leading them back?
Yeah, I would say growing up and being in Austin and being around the University of Texas and the winning tradition, and I was just so accustomed to the winning mindset with class and respect that the University of Texas carries. It was in high school with obviously the season's not going as well as everyone was used to. It was kind of upsetting or didn't feel right for me. And so I wanted to be able to be a part of a team that helped bring back that tradition and bring back that culture to the University of Texas, regardless of what it took.
So then we talk about what the program, what the school means to your family. Your brother Jake is a freshman linebacker this year. In camp, he won a newcomer competition, which meant that he was going to carry the flag when the team ran onto the field. Got to ask, what was it like to run out of the tunnel with him the first time this year?
It was unreal. Growing up with my brother, you know, playing in the backyard countless times, imagining that we were playing for the University of Texas, running out of the tunnel, playing the sport that we love in our hometown. It was a dream come true, and to be able to have him on campus with me, it makes everything 10 times better.
I mean, Sam, what's it like to have him on the team, and what's it say about him that he turned down Ivy League schools so he could walk on at Texas?
It's been unreal just to have him around, having him on the team with me, just everything that we've been through. I always know that I can go to him with whatever, regardless of football. And then just his determination to come here. Obviously, he's an extremely talented athlete, and he had lots of opportunities to go play other places around the country. But he chose to come to Texas because of, obviously, he got into the business school here, which is incredible. And then he wanted to be a part of Texas football because, I mean, that's what we grew up dreaming about. And I'm really glad he made that decision because now we get to be together.
That's great. Sam Ehlinger joining me for a few more moments. And Sam, this is a big Tom Herman house. He and I go back a ways. So if we were to go back to 2017, this is what he said about you. Quote, he's an alpha male. He walks in the room and it's like, whoa, Sam's here. I mean, he's a competitor. I just love that about quarterbacks. End quote. It's really high praise coming from that guy about you. What do you remember about the first time you met Herman?
I remember I came up to his office right after he had been hired. I was currently committed to Texas, and I had known Coach Herman when he was at Houston because he recruited me there, but I didn't ever get the chance to sit down and talk to him. And then once I came up to the facility after he had been hired and got to sit down and talk to him, I was really impressed with the intellect that he shows and every conversation that he has, the confidence. And I knew that he was the guy that was going to instill a culture, a winning culture, and continue to put wins up for the University of Texas.
You know, one thing he says, or another thing he says that he loves about you, is the fact that you suffered a meniscus injury as a senior in high school. And a lot of guys in your spot, knowing that you were going to enroll early at Texas, would have shut it down for the year and then cheered the team on from the stands, but that you didn't do that. How come?
Just my love for my teammates and the game itself. I believe that the relationships that you form through sports, specifically in my case football, it's unlike anything else in life. And I wanted to be out on the field with my teammates to put us in a position to win, to see their happiness. And I decided to do that and play for them as well. And I also love the game of football, and I'd do anything I could to play.
Sam, one last thing. You mentioned this a few moments ago, and it's one of the things that always comes up when people talk about you and people are around you, is the fact that you constantly talk about how blessed you are, how blessed you feel. You have faced some incredible challenges, and you've had to do so in a very public way, things that I think that nobody would call a blessing. How are you able to go through what you've been through and still say, I'm blessed?
Just understanding the circumstances and truly understanding life itself from a greater perspective that ultimately the past doesn't matter. Obviously you're going to entail things in your life that are traumatic and extremely hurtful, but worrying about the past and suffering on those things doesn't help anything in the present. And so it took a while for me to be able to realize that, but now that I do, and now that I see what life is, I mean, I'm playing at my dream university in a sport I love with the people that I love in the city I grew up with a couple of minutes away from home. I'm unbelievably blessed.
It's amazing to me that somebody at your age has that perspective when I think that most people never, ever get to that point. He's the quarterback of Texas. Texas is 5-2. They're number 15 in both polls. They've got another big one coming up on Saturday. They're at TCU. Sam Ehlinger, my guest. Sam, so nice to have you on the show. That's a great jungle debut, and I really appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you, Sam. Well done. Extremely well done. It's not very often that you talk to somebody that age and you're somebody who's my age, and somebody that age makes you want to do better. I mean, that's an amazing perspective. Now, of course, he's been through quite a bit. He and his family have been through quite a bit. He lost his father, Ross, who was just 46. He passed away in a triathlon in 2013, and I didn't get into that because I think that most people know that story, and he's talked about that. But when he talks about what he's been through, what he's experienced, and what he knows as a result, that's obviously one of the main things he's talking about. But what an amazing family. It's such a great conversation, too.